Good morning, friends. My name is Tony Miano. I'm from Faith Community Church in the Santa Clarita Valley. I'm here with the prayerful support of my pastor, my elders, and my church family. And I'm here to share with you the gospel of Jesus Christ this morning. There are many different... Yes, sir, those are free. I do have free Bibles here. The ones in brown are in English. The ones in blue are in Spanish. Please come up and take one. They are absolutely free. I won't ask anything from you. I just want you to have the gift of God's Word. There are many different Gospels being preached in the world today. Some of them are represented here. There is a group known as the Watchtower Society, otherwise known as the Jehovah's Witnesses, who would say to you that they represent Jesus Christ. Help yourself, ma'am. The blue are in Spanish and the brown are in English. Please help yourself. They would like to represent to you that they know Jesus Christ, but they do not know the Jesus Christ of the Bible. They misrepresent him as a created being. They misrepresent him as the incarnation of Michael the Archangel, neither of which is true. The only Jesus Christ who is, the only Jesus Christ who was, the only Jesus Christ who is to come is the Jesus Christ of the Word of God, who has revealed himself both in creation and the testimony of his Word. Let no one lead you astray. Let no one deceive you, my friends. Jesus is not a created being. He is God in the flesh. He is the only Son of God. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. He was with the Father in creation. He humbled himself to take on the form of human flesh. He died on a cross to set men free. And he rose again on the third day, forever defeating sin and death. The Jesus Christ of the Word of God is the only Savior. He is the only Lord. He is the only King. He is the only Messiah. And religions created by men like the Jehovah's Witnesses and the Mormons and other religions, Islam, blaspheme God by making Jesus something that he is not, making him only a prophet or an incarnation of an angel or the spirit brother of Lucifer. None of those things are true. None of those things are true. Jesus Christ is the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through him. But it is the Jesus Christ of the Word of God to whom you must submit and to whom you must believe, not the Jesus of false religions. So I wanted to make sure that I distinguished for you who it is that I represent, as opposed to the false Jesus of cults like Jehovah's Witnesses and other cults represent. Let me begin by reading from the Word of God, Paul's letter to the Colossians, beginning in verse 1, chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy our brother, to the saints and faithful brothers in Christ at Colossae, grace to you and peace from God our Father. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, since we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all the saints, because of the hope laid up for you in heaven. Of this you have heard before in the word of the truth, the gospel, which has come to you, as indeed in the whole world it is bearing fruit and growing, as it also does among you, since the day you heard it and understood the grace of God in truth, just as you learned it from Epaphras, our beloved fellow servant. He is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf and has made known to us your love in the Spirit. And so, from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. May you be strengthened with all power, according to his glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Jesus Christ is the one and only Son of God. He is his beloved Son. And it is only through Christ that any of us can have redemption for our sins. We cannot redeem ourselves. We cannot sacrifice ourselves in order to make ourselves right with God. Each and every one of us have sinned against God. We have violated His law, whether through lying or stealing or coveting or taking His name in vain, looking with lust, harboring bitterness and resentment in our heart, which God equates with murder, worshiping idols in the form of false religions and false gods. Each and every one of us, in thought, word, or deed, are guilty of violating God's word. And because of that, we are separated from God. And the only way we can be redeemed, the only way we can be made right with God, is through the redemption given through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. It is not through good works. False religions like the Jehovah's Witnesses and the Mormons, even Roman Catholicism, would insist that you must do good works in order to be saved. But my friends, you will never do enough good works to make yourself right with God. If you were to stand before a judge in a courtroom, having been found guilty of breaking the law, how many good works would you have to do before the judge would find you innocent of breaking the law? You'll never do enough. Because the judge is not going to judge you according to how many good things you have done. He is going to judge you according to the law that you have broken. If you're guilty of violating the law and you tell the judge that you've helped a couple old ladies across the street, you started going to church, you're going door to door, trying to lead people to your religion, you give to the poor, none of those things are going to exonerate you from the crimes that you've committed against God. None of those things are going to wash away your sins before Almighty God. None of those things. The judge is going to do what is right, if he is a good judge, and he is going to punish your sin. And sir, I would encourage you who are listening, don't listen to this man walking up to you. That big smile on his face is just a front. He represents a false God. He represents a false Jesus. He represents a cult known as Jehovah's Witnesses. And he will only try to make you twice the son of hell that he is by getting you to worship his false God. So, sir, I beg of you, please continue to listen to the truth and don't let this man distract you. He does not have your good in his intentions. He only has his own perceived good in his intentions. He thinks he's going to make himself right with God by convincing you to believe in the false God he believes in. But he stands condemned just like the rest of us. For he has sinned like everybody else. He has sinned against God. And there are no amount of good works that he will ever do that will appease the wrath and justice of God. He is not going to be able to bribe the judge of the universe. Just like you cannot bribe a judge, a good judge, and get out of your sentence for breaking the law. Because God is good, he must punish sin. He must punish our wrongdoing against him. And all sin is against God. King David once said, after being caught in adultery and murder and lying, confessed and cried out, and we have it in Psalm 51, "Against you and you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight." Not only have we sinned and broken God's law, but the one we have sinned against is God himself. And he will hold us accountable for our sins against him. And if he finds us guilty of breaking his law, the Bibles are free, sir. If he finds us guilty of breaking his law, he is going to do what is right. God bless you. He is going to do what is good. He's going to do what is just. And he's going to punish our sin. And the punishment God has ascribed for sin is eternity in hell. This is something that Jehovah's Witnesses will lie to you about. They will say that Jesus did not die on the cross. They will say that there is no such thing as hell. Because they have to. In order to keep with their religious slavery of trying to do good works to please God. Trying to bribe the judge through their good works. They can't do it. They can't do it. God is holy and righteous and just, and he must punish sin. And the punishment God has ascribed for sin is eternity in hell. But that same God who is angry with the wicked every day, that same God who not only hates sin, but the sinners who commit the sin, that same God who will judge in righteousness is also the same God who is loving and merciful and gracious and kind. In that God has provided only one way for us to receive redemption, for us to be put back in right fellowship, right relationship with God, and it was through the gift of himself. No man can give you this gift. No religion can give you this gift. Every religion of the world offers you only slavery to sin. It is Jesus Christ and His truth that will set you free. 2,000 years ago, God the Father sent His Son to earth in the person of Jesus Christ. Fully God and fully man and without sin. Unlike this Jehovah's Witness here, unlike me, unlike any of us, He never once violated the law of God. He was and He is the sinless Lamb of God who came to take away the sins of the world. He lived the perfect life that none of us could ever hope to live. In about 33 years into that earthly existence, He voluntarily went to the cross. He suffered and died a horrific, bloody death that He did not deserve, to take upon Himself the punishment we rightly deserve for our sins against God. And then 3 days later, He forever defeated sin and death when He rose from the grave. Unlike the false god of Islam, unlike the false god of Jehovah's Witnesses, unlike the false god of Mormonism, unlike the false god of Hinduism and Buddhism, Jesus Christ is alive. Jesus Christ is alive. And the only God who can save you from your sin is the only God who is alive and who can pay the penalty for your sin and forgive you. And that is Jesus Christ the Lord. He shed His innocent blood on that cross. And then 3 days later, He forever defeated sin and death when He rose from the grave. Amen. And He is alive today, and He will return at a time of the Father's choosing. And what God commands of us, what God commands of all people everywhere, is not try on a false religion to justify your own sin, as the Jehovah's Witnesses do. Do not create in your mind a false Jesus, one that you can be comfortable with, as the Jehovah's Witnesses do. But turn from your sin, and by faith alone, receive the one true Jesus. What did I tell you, sir? This man is only going to seek to deceive you. He does not care for your soul. He hates you because he worships a false god. He worships a false god, and he's bound for hell unless he turns from his sin and he puts his trust in Christ. God is gracious and merciful and kind. God is not only filled with wrath against sin, but He is also filled with love for sinners. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him will not perish, but have everlasting life. And my friend, He's not reading to you from the one true Bible. He's reading to you from the New World Translation, which is an adulterated, blasphemous translation of the Word of God, where they change meanings of words, change phrases, in order to suit their own religion. They do not tell you the truth. They are sons and daughters of the devil, who is the chief liar. My friends, the message I bring to you is a message of love, a message of grace, and a message of freedom. All religious systems created by men offer you nothing but slavery to sin. They will tell you, you must do good works to make yourself right with God. They will tell you that you must be subservient to this religious system in order to be right with God. And then they will tell you that we can't give you any assurance that you will be right with God. That's what Jehovah's Witnesses say. That's what the Mormons say. That's what the Roman Catholics say. That is what Islam says. That's what all these false religions created by man say. And they are completely contrary to the Word of God. The Word of God says there is nothing we can do for ourselves because we are dead in our trespasses and sins. There's nothing we can do to make ourselves right with God. The Word of God says that without the shedding of blood, there will be no remission of sin. And the only blood that can wash away your sin is the blood of Jesus Christ. Not your own blood. Not the blood of a false Jesus or a false religion, but the blood of Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God who came to take away the sins of the world. Jesus said, if you believe in Him, He will set you free, and you will be free indeed. The Jehovah's Witnesses cannot offer you that because they do not know Christ. And they insist that you must be righteous to enter into heaven. But there's not one righteous Jehovah's Witness because they're like the rest of us. Each and every one of us have fallen short of God's glory in that each and every one of us have sinned. None of us are good according to God's standard. God's standard is moral perfection. Jesus said you are to be perfect as your Heavenly Father is perfect. Now granted, we can't live up to that standard. But God does not lower His standard simply because we're unable to live up to it. That's why we need a Savior. That's why we need Jesus Christ. God would have been just to condemn all of us to hell for our sins. But by His grace and His mercy and His steadfast love, He chooses to save some through the shed blood of His Son, Jesus Christ. And what God commands of you is that you repent, turn from your sin, and put your trust in Jesus Christ alone for your salvation. Jesus plus religion will not save you. Jesus plus going to church will not save you. Jesus plus good works will not save you. Salvation is by the grace of God alone, through faith alone, in Jesus Christ alone. There is no other way. Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." No one comes to the Father but through Christ. And sir, that smile you got on your face, that is just flat out demonic. That you would smirk and laugh at the gospel of Jesus Christ while you try to dissuade people from hearing the truth. You need to repent of your sin and come to faith in Jesus Christ. You need to wipe that silly smile off your face that hides your demonic intentions. And you need to turn from your sin and put your trust in Christ and quit leading people astray. There is an extra hot place in hell for people like you that would worship a false god and try to convince others to do the same. The Apostle Paul wrote to the Colossians in chapter 1, beginning in verse 15, "He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by Him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things were created through Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. And He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything He might be preeminent. For in Him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through Him to reconcile to Himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of the cross." There is only peace through the blood of the cross. There is no peace in man-made religion. There is no peace in religions like atheism and evolution. There is no peace in these systems created by men. There is no peace in the Watchtower Society. There is no peace in the Church of Latter-day Saints. There is no peace in Rome. And peace cannot come from any person. Peace cannot come from any... The blue ones are in Spanish, brown are in English. God bless you, sir. Thank you for listening. You have a good day, sir. Jesus Christ is preeminent over all because Jesus Christ is the Creator. The Jehovah's Witnesses would twist the Scriptures when they see that word, firstborn, since there are no Hebrew or Greek scholars among them. And they would say, aha, see, Jesus is created. He was firstborn. But that is a title, my friends, that speaks of His preeminence. He was with the Father in creation. All things were made through Him and for Him. He is the Creator God. Jesus Christ is God, and He made peace for some through the shedding of His blood on the cross. And apart from Jesus Christ shed blood on the cross, there can be no peace between man and God. We have to come to God on His terms, not on our own. We have to come to God on terms that He has set from eternity past, not by creating false religions to suit ourselves. And young man in the Phillies hat, young man, please don't listen to him. Young man, don't listen to this man. Don't listen to him. He only seeks to make you twice the son of hell that he is. You should be ashamed of yourself, sir, that you have that sickening smile on your face as if you actually care about people and are concerned about what happens to them. You don't. You don't care what happens to them because you're going to lead them into a false religion. So sad that so many people will be deceived. I pray for your soul, sir. I pray for your soul. Because you deny Christ. You deny Him as Lord and Savior. You deny Him as King. And you are lost and bound for hell. And I pray for your soul. I don't want you to go to hell. I don't want you to spend eternity in hell. But unless you repent and put your trust in the one true Jesus Christ, that is where you're going. And it breaks my heart that with a silly smile on your face, you would try to drag others to hell with you. Word of God says, and you who were once alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, He has now reconciled you in the body of His flesh by His death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before Him, if indeed you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, became a minister. Reconciliation to God only comes through the blood of Jesus Christ. Reconciliation with God only comes through the sacrifice of Christ's body on the cross. There is no other way of reconciliation. Going to mosque, going to temple, going to mass, going to Kingdom Hall, none of those things will make you right with God. Only Jesus Christ, through His sacrifice on the cross, can reconcile you to God.
Thank you for being here.
God bless you. What's your name, sir?
Eric.
Eric Tony, nice to meet
you.
Thank you. Thank you for the encouragement. And my friends, that's the message I bring to you today, is reconciliation with God. Peace with God. And my friends, if you do not hear the gospel of Jesus Christ as good news, if you do not hear it as a message of hope, my friends, it is because you love your sin more than you love God. It is because you love yourself more than you love God. And on some level, whether consciously or subconsciously, you actually think you are God. You actually think you are the ruler of your destiny and of the universe, and that God is somehow subservient to you like a genie in a bottle. That's idolatry. If you're thinking that way, you have merely created a false god in your imagination to suit yourself. Granted, that God will not judge you and send you to hell, but that same God that you've created in your mind cannot save you either, for the same reason. Because that God does not exist. He does not exist outside the realm of your imagination. But there is hope in the one true God. There is hope in Jesus Christ. There is reconciliation with God through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, through the sacrifice of His body on the cross. And Jesus said, "Come to Me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." There is no rest in man-made religion, my friends. There is no rest in the Watchtower Society, because you constantly must work to show yourself right with their false god. There is no rest, there is no peace in Islam, my friends, because you must work constantly, obeying the five pillars every day, to have any hope of mercy with God. There is no peace, there is no rest in Roman Catholicism, my friends, because you'll never say enough Hail Marys or Our Fathers to exonerate you for your sin before God. And going into a dark little closet to confess your sins to another sinner in the robes of a priest will not forgive your sin before God. He cannot make atonement for your sin before God, because He has His own sin. That same man in that dark little booth who you confess to lying and stealing and looking with lust, is when he's not listening to your confessions, he himself is lying and stealing and looking with lust, because he is a sinful human being like the rest of us. The Pope cannot lead you to God. The Pope cannot exonerate you of your sin, because the Pope is a sinner. He is a human being of flesh and blood. And he blasphemously assumes the role of the Holy See, the mediator between God and man on earth. That is a lie from the pit of hell. Jesus said there is only one mediator between God and man, and that is Him, Jesus Christ. There's only one mediator, there's only one advocate for men before God the Father, and that is Jesus Christ. Because He is sinless, because He is God in the flesh, because He made atonement for sin when He shed His innocent blood on the cross, because He forever defeated sin and death when He rose from the grave, no mere human being can claim that. The Pope needs to repent of his sin and come to faith in Christ. The Pope cannot save you. Because the Pope cannot save himself. Mohammed cannot save you because Mohammed is dead in the ground. He could not save himself. The only God who can save you, the only one who can save you, is the only one who is alive, and that is Jesus Christ, the Lord. There is reconciliation through no one else, my friends. There is no redemption, my friends. There is no reconciliation with God apart from faith in Jesus Christ alone. Do not let the sinful man representing the Jehovah's Witnesses fool you, my friends. That smile on his face, my friends, is deception. He wants to lie to you about who Jesus Christ is. He'll tell you that Jesus was a created being. He'll tell you that Jesus is the incarnation of Michael the Archangel. He'll tell you that Jesus didn't die on the cross. He'll lie to you to try to enslave you to his religious system. Don't be deceived, my friends. Don't be deceived. Every religion created by man only seeks to enslave the people that follow it. The only one from whom you will receive freedom is God in the flesh, Jesus Christ the Lord. And sir, he's not reading to you from the Bible, sir. He's reading to you from the New World Translation, which is a blasphemy against God because they've altered the Bible to fit their own false religious beliefs. Don't follow that, sir. Don't follow what he's saying. He's lying to you. And he's trying to make you twice the son of hell than he is. He does not care about your soul, sir, because he doesn't care about his own. Because he thinks he can be right with God through his own righteousness, through his own good deeds. He thinks God is going to accept his bribery. God will not accept any bribe. Think about it. If you were found guilty of breaking the law and you stood before a judge in the courtroom and the judge said, "What do you have to say for yourself?" And you said, "Your Honor, I'm guilty, but I washed the windows of your Mercedes on the way in and here's $20. Let's forget the whole thing." That bribery is going to get you more punishment than probably the original crime. And the same is true if you think you're going to stand before God and declare your own goodness and bribe him with your good works. The Word of God in Isaiah 66 says that our good works are nothing but filthy rags to a holy God. And that phrase, filthy rags, is found nowhere else in the Bible but that one verse. And in the Hebrew, it literally means a dirty menstrual cloth. That's what the phrase means. A filthy, dirty menstrual cloth. A tampon. A Kotex. Used. That's how God sees our good deeds. They're putrid to him. They mean nothing to him. Because he sees them as a bribery. He sees it as self-righteousness, as man trying to make himself right with God when God has offered the only way of salvation, and that is through Jesus Christ the Lord. Do not be deceived, my friends. God will not be mocked. God will not be bribed. And your only hope for forgiveness is through what Jesus Christ accomplished on the cross. Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. No one will come to the Father but through Jesus Christ. Paul continues to write, "Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in Christ's afflictions for the sake of his body, that is the church, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God that was given to me for you, to make the word of God fully known, the mystery hidden for ages and generations, but now revealed to the saints. To them God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Him we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom that we may present everyone mature in Christ. For this I toil, struggling with all his energy that he powerfully works within me." Colossians chapter 2. "For I want you to know how great a struggle I have for you and for those at Laodicea and for all who have not seen me face to face, that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love, to reach all the riches of full assurance of understanding and the knowledge of God's mystery, which is Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I say this in order that no one may delude you with plausible arguments. For though I am absent in body, yet I am with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good order and the firmness of your faith in Christ. Therefore, as you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, just as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. See that no one takes you captive by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the world, and not according to Christ. My friends, what a strong admonition, what a strong warning from Christ. Do not let anyone deceive you with the philosophies of men, with the traditions of men. Do not let anyone deceive you with the philosophies and sinful traditions of the Jehovah's Witnesses and the Mormons and the Roman Catholics and the Muslims, who all put tradition higher than the Word of God. Do not let them deceive you, my friends. They only represent the spirits of this age, the evil and wicked spirits of Satan himself, because they seek to lie to you and destroy you in religious systems and enslave you and put you in bondage to these religious systems that only lead to hell. None of them lead to heaven. None of them lead to Christ. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have been filled in him who is the head of all rule and authority. All the fullness of deity, all the fullness of Godhead was in Jesus Christ. In him the fullness of deity dwelt. Any religion like the Jehovah's Witnesses who would deny that Jesus is God is a blasphemous religion. It is a blasphemous religion. Because all the fullness of deity, all the fullness of Godhead dwelt bodily in the person of Jesus Christ. He was and is fully God and fully man and without sin. And anybody who tells you anything different about Jesus is a liar. And they do not care for your soul. In him also you were circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the powerful working of God, who raised him from the dead. And you, who were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses. My friends, apart from faith in Jesus Christ, we are all dead. We are all dead people walking because we are dead in our sin. We are spiritually dead apart from Jesus Christ. And we are all spiritually blind. Blind enough to be deceived by charlatans like those who represent the Watchtower Society. Only God can make you alive. Only God can cause you to be born again. And he does that through faith in Jesus Christ and him alone. And you who are dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross. Each and every one of us have an infinite sin debt to Almighty God. Each and every one of us have an incomprehensible debt that we owe God for our sins against him. My friends, with the economy the way it is today, many people are upside down in their homes. They've lost hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars buying homes. They owe hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars to the bank. Do you think Wells Fargo is just going to turn around, smile at you and say, "Hey, your debt's forgiven. No problem." Bank of America, Chase, Manhattan, any other bank, any other lending institution, if you owe them hundreds of thousands of dollars, are they just going to blink their eyes and say, "Okay, your debt is gone"? No way. Well, God's not going to do that either, my friends. You have an infinite and incalculable sin debt against God. Every time you have sinned against God in thought, word, and deed, you have heaped debt upon debt. And that debt must be forgiven, or God is going to punish you for that debt. And the punishment God has ascribed for that sin debt against him is eternity in hell. But God has made a way for that sin debt to be forgiven, to be wiped out, to be literally canceled. And it is by God Himself. The only way a bank can forgive your debt is if the bank pays your debt. The only way God can forgive your debt of sin to Him is if God pays the penalty for your debt. And He did that through the sacrifice of His Son, Jesus Christ. God the Father sent His Son to earth in the person of Jesus Christ, fully God and fully man and without sin. He lived a perfect sinless life that we cannot live. And then He died a horrible bloody death on that cross, taking upon Himself the punishment, the debt that we owe to God for our sins against God. And then 3 days later, He forever defeated sin and death when He rose from the grave. He is alive today and He will return at a time of the Father's choosing. And what a fool it is to hear of that offer of forgiveness of sin and say, "Nope, I'll pay my own debt, thank you." Knowing that there's no way you will ever pay that debt. God is opposed to the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. God is opposed to the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. And the only way your sin will be canceled, the only way your sin can be forgiven, is through the payment of Jesus Christ on the cross. The prophet Isaiah said something very beautiful about the forgiveness of sin. He said that God, when He forgives, He will cast your sin as far as the east is from the west, and that He will remember it no more. Now it's interesting that He didn't say, cast it as far away as the north is to the south. And the reason for that is this. We can go to the North Pole and not go any further north. We can go to the South Pole and not go any further south. But my friends, east and west continues on forever. There is no East Pole. There is no West Pole. The equator is a continual circle, an unbroken circle that goes on forever and ever and ever. And the same is true about God's forgiveness for sins. His forgiveness is eternal, just as Jesus Christ's sacrifice was eternal. God's forgiveness of sin is eternal, and He remembers it no more. But you must come to Him on His terms. And it's not by being religious, going to Kingdom Hall, going to mosque, going to temple, going to mass. None of those things make you right with God. Going to those religious places once a week make you no more right with God than going up the street to In-N-Out makes you a double-double. You don't become one with God by going to a church or some other religious institution. God is not held captive in a building, my friends. God's home is not made with human hands. God is spirit. God is omnipresent, meaning He is everywhere. God is omniscient, meaning He knows everything. God is omnipotent, meaning He is all-powerful. And this is the God you will stand before one day to give an account for your life. And what God commands of you and me and the liar here from the Watchtower Society is that we repent, that we turn from our sin, and by faith and by faith alone, receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. Therefore, let no one pass judgment on you, Paul continues in Colossians 2:16. Let no one pass judgment on you in questions of food and drink or with regard to a festival or a new moon or a Sabbath. These are a shadow of things to come, but the substance belongs to Christ. Let no one disqualify you insisting on asceticism and worship of angels, going on in detail about visions, puffed up without reason by a sensuous mind and not holding fast to the head from whom the whole body, nourished and knit together through its joints and ligaments, grows with a growth that is from God. What that passage is saying is that let no one hold you captive to religious systems. Let no one hold you captive to the traditions of men, like the Mass, or praying to Mary, or going door to door as the Watchtower Society does, or believing in false Jesuses, or leading you to believe that if you do enough good works you will be made right with God. Don't let anybody hold you captive by those human traditions. They only drag you deeper into sin, and they only drag you closer to hell. Salvation is by the grace of God alone, through faith alone, in Jesus Christ alone. You do not need a priest to forgive your sins, because he can't. He's a sinner himself. You will never do enough good works to cancel out your debt before God, because your debt is infinite before an infinitely holy God. And observing holidays and observing traditions, or not observing holidays and not observing traditions, none of those things make you right with God. None of them. And every religious system created by man would have you be enslaved to those kind of traditions that say that you have to do this or that, you have to follow this rule, or avoid this holiday, or eat this food, or avoid this food, none of which makes you right with God. They only enslave you further in sin. If with Christ you died to the elemental spirits of the world, why, as if you were still alive in the world, do you submit to regulations? Do not handle, do not taste, do not touch, referring to things that all perish as they are used, according to human precepts and teachings. They have indeed an appearance of wisdom in promoting self-made religion and asceticism and severity to the body, but they are no value in stopping the indulgence of the flesh. None of the works of the flesh, none of them will stop your indulgence of the flesh. Not going to movies will not stop you from lusting after other people. Not smoking will stop you from participating in vices. They are all free, ma'am. The blue are in Spanish? Okay. God bless you. Following these rules and avoiding the world that you live in will not make you right with God. They won't. That's not to say that we have a license to sin and do whatever we want. It doesn't. But the more you try to clean up yourself in your own self-righteousness, the more you try to clean up yourself through religious practices, the more you enslave yourself to sin and those practices. Spanish and blue, sir, please help yourself. God bless you. No, my friends, following those rules and religious systems will not make you right with God. They will not reconcile you to God. The only one who can reconcile you to God is Jesus. The blue are in Spanish, sir. God bless you. The only one who can reconcile you, help yourself. The only one who can reconcile you to God is God Himself, and that is Jesus Christ the Lord. The brown are in English and the blue are in Spanish, sir. And that's good news. That's a message of love. That's a message of hope. I'm sorry? English. Yes, sir. English. That is a message of hope. I'm bringing you a message of hope and peace and reconciliation and forgiveness of sin and ultimately love. Jesus said, greater love is no one than this, than he who lays down his life for his friends. There is no greater act of love than what Jesus Christ did on the cross. The brown are in English, young lady. Help yourself. Take one for your little sister or your friend there. It is a message of love. And my friends, if you do not hear the gospel as a message of love, it is likely because you love yourself more than you love God. It's likely that you love your sin more than you love God. And on some level, you actually think you are God. That God is somehow subservient to you. That God somehow will do your bidding. That God will somehow submit to your authority. That will never happen. God is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Jesus Christ is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He answers to no one. But every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. The question is, what will happen to you when you stand before Him? Will He allow you into His joy and into His love, into His peace, into His heaven because you have turned from your sin and put your trust in Christ alone for your salvation? Or will He give you what you deserve and what I deserve for our sins against God, which is His wrath and judgment in hell for all eternity? My friends, I don't want to see anybody perish in their sin. I don't want anybody to go to hell. And that's why I'm out here. Because I don't want anybody to perish. But I can't save you, and I can't judge you. There's only one lawgiver and judge. There's only one who's able to save and destroy, and that is Jesus Christ the Lord. And He commands you this day to repent, to turn from your sin, and by faith and by faith alone, receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. And it is freedom and forgiveness and mercy and grace that you will receive. Not because you're good, not because you deserve it, but because God is good. And because Jesus Christ paid the penalty for our sins. It's not on the basis of deeds that we have done in righteousness, my friends, but based entirely on God's mercy that any of us can receive forgiveness of our sins. So do not harden your heart this day, my friends. Turn to Christ and live. Don't turn to religion. Don't turn to false religions like Jehovah's Witnesses or the Mormons or the Muslims. Don't turn to a building. Don't turn to a priest who cannot exonerate you of your sins because he cannot exonerate himself of his own sins. Turn to the one who can save you. Turn to the one who showed so much love for you that he allowed his son to die on the cross to take the penalty we deserve, the punishment we deserve for our sins against God. Turn to Christ and live. Do not harden your hearts this day. Turn to Christ and live. He will give you a new heart with new desires. You'll begin to love the things that God loves. You'll begin to hate the things that God hates. And when you sin against God, instead of presuming upon His forgiveness as if you are owed something by God, you will go to Him with grace and mercy and humility, with the assurance that you will be forgiven. Not because of anything you've done, but because of what Jesus Christ accomplished on the cross. The Word of God says that we confess our sins, not to man, not to church, not to tradition, but if we confess our sins to Christ and Him alone, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And that is good news. That's a message of love and mercy and grace. So please, turn to Christ and live. Do not harden your hearts this day. Turn to Christ and live. I do have Bibles. I have them in both English and Spanish. They are free. I don't want anything from you. I only want something for you. And please don't claim to be open-minded while being afraid to open the book. That would be hypocrisy, my friends. Open the Word of God and see if what I'm telling you this day is true. And turn from your sin and receive Christ as your Lord and your Savior while God has given you time. Thank you for listening.